Imagine living in a place that feels like nowhere you've ever been, but immediately feels like home. A place where you can grow the career you want and earn more than you've ever dreamed. Where a modern life meets an endless outdoor playground just outside your back door. Imagine big skies, big playgrounds, and big opportunities. Imagine the Northwest Territories. Learn more at comemakeyourmark.ca.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Once upon a time there was a boy with a secret. When this special boy died, he went to the wrong place, an incredible place where he met new friends and embarked on adventures he'd never dreamed of. But eventually his terrible secret caught up with him and he was forced to take a stand, fixing all the horrible things he had done so long ago. And he did so, and all was well. And even though they had lost so very much, all was well for his friends too. It was a happy ending. At least until something new happened, and he had to go far, far away from them. Never to be seen again.
Hello? Hello? Where am I? I don't remember. I just... There was a fire, and then some smoke. There was so much smoke, I just... And then a light. Help me! Please!
I said the left door.
No, you said right.
Hello?
How does left sound like right?
It doesn't! Unless you say the word right instead. I can't believe you lot survived so long when you got out of the box.
You're right. It is amazing we survived so long without you stabbing us in the back the whole time.
That wasn't my fault! You said you would bring that up again.
It's always the same with you. Like that time in the ocean afterlife.
I saved your skin.
You threw me off a balcony.
You were about to be eaten by a giant octopus. And it wasn't like the fall was going to hurt since it was an ocean afterlife.
Sorry.
What?
Where am I?
Afterlife.
You're dead.
Right.
We should get moving.
Clouds that way.
One more question.
Yes.
Who are you?
Kyra, genetically perfect.
Eve, nurse. Well, used to be.
Right.
Those names don't ring any bells?
Should they?
We did sort of save the afterlives a while ago. Well, I did. She tried to destroy us all.
And this is what death's like?
Let me guess. You like sci-fi? Space? Lasers?
Aliens? Behind doors. Mostly right-hand doors.
I said left!
I've always kind of liked that stuff, yeah. How do you know?
Because you're here.
Right.
And because you usually get what you expect after death.
Okay.
And because there's a huge alien spaceship chasing us.
Be nice chatting. Bye.
Wait. Hey.
There. What are we?
Good. We need to talk.
You're breaking up with me?
I think we should call it quits here. The old team's gone, and it's not like we have anything in common.
Except I'm the only one who can pilot the cloud.
I know. So just drop me off at the first half-decent heaven we find, and I'll sort myself out from there.
If that's what you want?
It is.
Fine.
Fine.
You ever wonder why we always argue so much?
Apart from the fact you tried to kill me that one time?
You killed yourself.
I meant after death.
Nobody can kill you after death. You just go to the graveyards.
Which is as good as death. It's like final death. You try to final kill me. That's even worse. What was that?
I don't know. I think it's coming from the heart.
Come on.
Everything look okay to you?
Don't know. I've only been here once before, and I wasn't really myself at the time.
It's probably nothing.
It's not nothing.
How do you know?
There's a guy in a black mask messing with the heart.
Where did he come from?
More to the point, what is he?
Some kind of dead burglar? He just vanished.
What was he doing to the cloud?
Help me. Find me.
Where did that come from? We're moving.
I don't believe it.
What?
That voice. It was Dave.
This is lovely.
It's all in runes.
Guessing it's a hell then. It's definitely where the distress call came from.
Is it just me, or are there more hells than heavens around?
Shh. Come out.
What are you doing?
Come on, we know you're there.
Who are you?
Come closer, nice and slowly.
Dave? He doesn't look so good.
That's not Dave.
How'd you know?
Last time I saw him, Dave had a complete face.
Oh!
Time to go.
Back to the cloud?
Best call for now. Move!
What's happening?
Why do you keep presuming I know the answers to these things?
The ground's splitting!
That's nothing. Look at the sky.
Grab my hands! Looks like it's stopped.
What?
Everything's changed. It's all red and burnt now. But the buildings are back together. What kind of hell is this?
Oh, crap! One of the buildings that grew back. It's around the cloud.
So where's the door?
That'll be the thing that looks like a mouth with all the teeth.
I really miss purgatory.
Oh, and here come the zombies.
Zombies?
Either that or really angry lepers.
We're going to the graveyards. We're going to be eaten and then we're going to the graveyards.
Okay, think. Which way?
I'm thinking that way.
Dave? Dave!
Hello. Okay, not so hard. It's good to see you too. Hello, Eve.
I thought you were dead.
We're all dead.
That joke never gets old, does it? You know what I mean.
Well, bit of a story, actually. Can I suggest for now, though, and I'm well aware this is kind of a cliche coming from me, that we run? That'll do for now. Should be safe for a bit. Oh, you two are looking well. Oh, I like the new hair, Kyra. Blonde works well for you.
You think? I just wanted to try something new. I mean, hey! We thought you were destroyed with the bat.
So did I. I mean, I made a dying speech and everything, but I don't know, it's strange. I remember the explosion, and then there was a kind of muddy light, and I felt transparent. Next thing, I'm here.
You don't remember. That sounds familiar.
Why are you looking at me?
Are you in his head?
No, I'm not in his bloody head. You just let it go.
Don't worry, Kyra. I'm not having conversations with any ex-girlfriends in my mind. Anyway, we have to get to the church in the centre of this afterlife.
Why?
I have no idea. Just got this feeling.
Hold on! The building's fading!
Huh? That was unexpected.
Oh, good. We get a nice stage.
What?
It's a grief afterlife. Flits through the five stages.
Oh, that makes sense.
Anyone fancy sharing the sense for the dumb blonde?
Grief has five stages. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I think we arrived during depression and the zombies were in anger.
So this is denial?
Best travelling weather we'll get in this place. I was in bargaining for a little while back there. Slow going. Kept having to negotiate with midgets.
Midgets?
Yeah. Haven't seen guilt yet, but I suppose that'll be easy enough to handle for the three of us. We have got previous, after all. Come on, let's head to the church. Oh, did Matthew stay in the cloud?
What? Who's Matthew?
It's Peggy!
And empty.
Wait, you two. Can we just talk about the fact you've completely forgotten one of your friends?
Dave, you're the one with faulty memory. Maybe you imagined this guy.
Yeah, is there somewhere we can take you to have you checked out? Maybe the infirmary in Purgatory.
Right, Purgatory! That's where you brought Matthew. You remember? He left us behind and took the cloud to get you.
No. Tor got me out of Purgatory when he fell out the cloud by accident.
Fell out? That's ridiculous.
Settle down, Dave.
No, listen to me.
Company. We never have company. This is lovely.
Hi there. Our friend here's had a bump in the head and wanted to come in for some reason. Why are we here again, Dave?
I need to see your altar, I think.
Certainly. The church is open to everyone who requires what the altar provides.
What's that exactly?
I'll have one of our novices show you there. The altar is the very centre of the church. It's the foundation of everything we do.
Right. That sounds very religious.
Sister Purity, we have guests.
Coming, sister. What can I do to...
Oh, hello.
So, what are you doing here?
We were so worried. You left without saying anything.
Right. Well, you know, I just wanted a fresh start after everything.
So you came here,
where you're called Sister Purity.
Okay, now I really wish Matthew was here.
Who's Matthew? This is the altar. I look after it.
You've changed.
I suppose. Everyone has to grow up sometime.
It's a mirror.
Just have a look.
Oh, this church is the missing stage. It's guilt. You look in the mirror and you see the ones you lost.
It's more than that. It's the ones you outlived.
Who can you see? Someone I haven't thought about for a long time. From when I was alive.
There's so many. I hadn't realized how many of them I let down.
That's why you came here, Sal, isn't it? To be with him.
This way? I see him every day.
But that's not... I used to see this a lot with old people. After their husbands and wives died, I'd visit them for a weekly checkup and they'd just be sitting there, staring at photos. Every week.
It's my afterlife. My choice. You have a look and see how easy it is to turn away.
I can't see anything.
Lucky you. Guess you've dealt with all your demons.
No, there's someone I should see. But she isn't there.
This thing's wrong. You could spend forever here.
What are you doing?
Fixing it.
Dave!
No! What have you done? No, you can't. Our mirror!
I'm stuck. It's time to move on.
You don't have the right.
Sorry.
You don't have the right!
Uh-oh.
What?
I haven't seen her do that before.
You mean get angry?
I mean grow knives out of her fingers. And pose. And...
Oh.
Ew!
Oh, my God.
Wow. You wouldn't think there'd be space there.
You don't have the right!
Time for our favorite plan, guys.
Ah! I've been with you guys for 5 minutes and already we're running away?
Upstairs!
Ah! Keep hold of the door!
Huh? Oh, that's just overkill.
If we can just hold out till the next change, we should be okay.
I wouldn't bet on that, Mr. Smash Mash.
Why?
He broke the mirror, so he broke the cycle.
Oh.
I hate it when you say, oh.
I broke the afterlife.
The whole thing?
The mirror was the centre of it all. Survivor's guilt? It's probably going to go a bit bonkers now.
More than it already is.
is.
Well, there's a whole lot of bunkers we haven't seen yet.
Well, you know, when I thought you were gone, I actually missed you. Maybe I did lose a few brain cells when I dyed my hair.
I noticed you've done that. It looks good. You look less like a troll.
Thanks.
Anytime. Sorry to break up the witty repartee, but can we get out of here?
Those stairs just lead to the top of the tower.
That's no good. We'd be stuck.
You don't have the right!
Still, some fresh air might be good.
I hate all of you!
Watch your step. Long way down.
What's the plan?
I'll call the cloud.
How quickly can you get it here?
Oh, you should know. You stole it once.
Okay, I know. I did a few bad things. I was a total cow. Blah, blah, blah. Can we move on, please?
Ooh, touchy. Okay, cloud will be here soon.
Unfortunately, Sister Slash is here now.
You broke my mirror.
We know. He's sorry, but it was probably for the best.
No!
All right, I've had it with you all day. Sister Purity, do this. Sister Purity, do that. Don't wear red. Cover your body. The candle wax isn't meant for that. All over what? A stupid mirror? They're gone. All of them. They're gone.
Oh, that is so disgusting.
Still, I'd definitely prefer it without the knives.
I just want to see him again.
I know, me too, but it can't happen. Sometimes death is final. It has to be. There have to be rules, otherwise it all falls apart.
She's right. The rules are the only things that hold creation together.
No. No, I won't believe it. It didn't happen. Not to him.
We're back to denial. She's changing it herself.
This is her afterlife, isn't it? Just hers.
I think her child died. She never got over it, outliving him, even after her own death.
Poor woman. Whoa. Dave, what's that? The whole sky is going black.
It can't be.
Everything's just being sucked in.
It's the emptiness. It shouldn't be breaking through here, though.
Well, it's doing a very good impression.
That doesn't look very empty to me, Dave.
It's the stuff the graveyards are made of. A rolling wave of oblivion. Get sucked in there and you cease to exist forever.
Cloud's here.
Everyone, quick, inside.
Sister, come on. It's not safe here.
Everything's fine. It's all perfect.
Sister, please, you have to come with us.
Oh, you go, dear. I'm fine. I'm happy.
Sal.
We can't just leave her!
Guilt's a personal thing. She'll only let it go if she wants to. Come on!
You'll never forget. I wouldn't want to. He's my special boy.
Damn. I'll look after her, Tor.
I'm coming, dear. I'm coming!
We're clear.
The sister?
She stayed behind. Hasn't changed much here.
We've left your room where it was. Eve's down from me.
Where Matthew's room was.
Who is this Matthew you keep talking about?
He was your long-term boyfriend. He cheated on you. You were in a car accident, that's how you died. Kyra, you and Matthew fought like cat and dog when you first met, but near the end you were, you know, close.
Dave, I don't...
And Sal... You tried to jump him one time.
Ha! Like that narrows it down.
There has to be a reason why you've all forgotten him. Something you have in common. What's happened to you since I've been away?
Lots. After Sal left us, we searched for her for a while. But we didn't have any luck. We checked in on Barry and then...
Oh, at his gambling place?
Yeah.
I saw him too. He told me how to get to the grief afterlife. Said I could see Thor again there. Should have known there would be a catch.
Hang on. You were all with Barry?
Yeah. So?
So I think it's time I visited my old mate. This whole thing smells of devil.
Oh, I thought that was just Kyra's hair dye.
Come here!
Meow!
Is it always like this?
No.
Good.
Sometimes I'm possessed and trying to kill everyone.
Hey,
Barry's done all right for himself.
And don't play the fruit machines. When you lose, they remove things.
Like what?
Depends what's lined up. I saw this guy who got 4 plums. It was not pleasant.
Whoa, look at that giant fruit machine. That thing must be 20 feet high.
It has millions, apparently. But Barry says nobody's ever won.
Probably for the best. If that thing peed out, we'd be flooded in coins.
I can think of worse ways to go.
And there's the man himself.
Dave? Dave, is it you? Really? I knew it. I knew you couldn't be gone. Not old Dave. Hello. How have you been?
No idea. There seems to be a lot of forgetting going on right now.
How do you mean?
The ladies over here can't remember who Matthew is.
Who?
Nice try. What's going on?
Dave. Here I am. An old friend who's moderately pleased to see you up and about. And what do I get? Suspicion. Well, that's just charming. Typical angel.
Fine. Excuse me.
Well, what are you doing?
Just Sal, put that man down.
Oh, come on. You know how long I've been a nun?
You got 5 plums on the machines yesterday.
Oh, well, that's not good.
How does this tannoy work?
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. In this afterlife, losing is simply a state of mind. You just need to believe you're a winner and you will win. Try it out.
Stop it.
Tell me about Matthew.
I don't know anything.
I want everyone on the roulette table to put their money on 7 red. Lucky number 7. Lucky, lucky, lucky. Congratulations. Now, blackjack.
All right, all right. Come up to my office.
Thank you. It really is good to see you, old friend.
I wish you'd stay dead.
We're all dead.
Fine. You'll do last when I see it.
Very nice, Barry. This reminds me of my palace.
Except it wasn't built for midgets.
You know nobody likes you, right?
What did you do?
It's not what you think. It was a favor.
For who?
Matthew.
The guy Dave made up?
I did not make him up.
He's telling the truth. I made you all forget because Matthew asked me to. He passed through my casino after he left your cloud.
Where was he going?
The Skywell.
What? Why?
What's the Skywell?
It's like an observation deck. You can see all the different afterlives from there.
And this Matthew is an expert on the afterlives or something.
Actually, no. The opposite, in fact. How did he know the Skywell existed?
I don't know. And before you start acting a hero, that's the truth. He came here asking if there was a way I could make the others forget him. So I did. As a favour.
Why didn't it affect me?
No idea. Some kind of angel thing.
That's the best you can do. Some kind of angel thing.
Reverse it.
What?
Reverse it! If you've done something to my head, I want it fixed.
Yeah, Captain Horn, me too.
Me three, this Matthew guy might be attractive. That's a memory I'd like back.
Fine, but don't blame me when you all start wallowing in angst as usual.
Whoa, that was... Oh. Matthew.
Matthew...
There, everybody's miserable again. Lovely.
Good, we'll be off then. I suppose we best check out the Skywell.
He didn't want you to follow him. He was protecting you.
And that wasn't his call to make.
Huh.
What?
I just remembered what he looks like. Could you take him out again?
Sal!
Fine, coming.
Well, thank you for the visit. As ever, it's been a huge pain in my infernal...
Dave!
What?
Where did all these guys in black masks come from?
There was one of those things in the cloud, before we found Dave.
They're hunters.
What?
Agents of hell. Devils use them for tracking.
And they're tracking us?
Or Barry.
They're normally just used for reconnaissance, but I've never seen this many in one place before.
I don't really fancy another trip to hell.
So what do we do?
Uh-oh. Dave!
I know! Into the cloud! Now! Barry, evacuate this afterlife.
What? Do you know what kind of prophet I'm turning here? I'm not abandoning it just because some hunters come knocking.
That's the least of our problems. The emptiness is spilling into the afterlives, and it's headed here.
That's nonsense.
Really? Because I don't remember the ceiling being painted black before.
Satan's arse!
Evacuate it now!
Damn it all! Everybody out! Move! Unless you want a one-way trip to the graveyard.
Those hunters don't seem to be in any hurry to go.
I think they're meant to keep us here.
I vote no to that plan.
Hunters! I am Barry Bob, the terrible and obscene. Stand down!
Apparently you don't have the reputation you used to.
Oh, shut up, Dave. Honestly, you saved all of creation just once and your name is a devil's mud. I almost massacred an entire field of kittens. Kittens! At Christmas! How quickly I forget.
Ideas, people?
Still voting, we get away.
Wait, Eve.
Yeah?
Ocean afterlife.
You want to argue about that again?
No.
No, I want you to do it again now.
What? But the floor's hard here. You might...
Just do it.
Okay. Ugh. Hey, if anyone was going to push Kara off a balcony...
She's going for the big fruit machine.
Okay, think lucky thoughts.
She won!
And here come the coins. Run! Quick, everyone inside.
Entire afterlife's disappeared.
That's the second hell of mine you've ruined.
It wasn't my fault.
Really? There I am, no problems. Lots of souls being tormented. Fruit machines lining up plums every day. Then you come, and all of a sudden, the emptiness comes spilling into an afterlife for the first time ever!
Not the first.
What?
It happened at the last afterlife we went to as well.
I've no idea what's happening. But since your demonic brothers sent those hunters after us, I'd imagine they're quite concerned too.
I'm gonna gut you, Angel. Slowly. With a neck cup.
I'll leave you guys to it. Let me know when we get there.
I'm going with Kyra.
Come here, Dave.
Back off, Barry.
Oh, are you guys going to wrestle? I wonder if I can get some popcorn.
Knock, knock.
That's funny. Matthew used to say that when he came in.
Yeah, it was the thing we did before. Wait, he came into your bedroom?
Sometimes.
Oh.
It wasn't... I mean, we didn't. He went away without me. I don't know why he didn't want me there. After the box blew, we...
He spent a lot of time. I know.
But he was... He was getting these nightmares.
It took a while for us both to deal with it all. It was easier for Matthew, though. He didn't do the things I did. He didn't kill someone.
How does it feel now?
Still bad. It'll always be bad. But at least I can do something now. I loved being a nurse, you know. Wanted to be one ever since I was wee.
I'm just so angry at him. How can he just run off like that? Who does he think he is?
Yeah, what makes him think he can sort it all out on his own?
Whatever it is he's sorting out.
Who knows, with him.
I'm gonna kill him when I see him.
Yeah, me too. Even though he's already dead.
You're not so great with the jokes, are you?
Not really, no.
Welcome to the Skywell.
Wonderful.
If you're gonna stay in a huff, you can just go back inside.
It's like a giant mirror ball. Is this crystal?
Kind of. Each surface reflects a different afterlife.
I think it's broken over here.
It doesn't break.
It's supposed to reflect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's broken.
No, it's not.
Dave, look at this.
Whoa.
Told you it was broken. It's all black.
It's not broken. There's just nothing in that place for it to reflect. I knew it was too good to be true.
What?
The supervisors, the box. It caused too much damage. We all hoped when it was over, the afterlives would go back to the way they were. Heal themselves.
They haven't. And the emptiness is spilling out. That's bad, right?
Imagine if everything became the graveyards.
You think this is what Matthew went to fix?
By himself? He put his shoes on the wrong feet once.
Still, it does sort of sound like him. How would he know about all of this?
Kenny, you said he was having nightmares.
Yeah, I wish I could see him. Just ask.
That's an idea.
What?
Touch as many crystal panels as you can, thinking of Matthew.
What will that do?
Ah, it's like a rewind. If he's been in the afterlife, you'll see him.
Nothing over here.
Oh, here. Although I found an interesting looking hell with otters. I wonder if I can make an offer.
You like otters?
So, just because I'm evil, doesn't mean I can't have a soft side.
Focus, people!
Here!
Where?
Look, that's him!
Oh, here too! Ooh, that boy is skinny.
He looks lonely.
Yeah.
Why those two afterlives?
And this one, look.
He gets around, huh?
You're one to talk.
What's he doing? Those afterlives have nothing in common.
Well, apart from the pattern.
What? What pattern?
Look at the distances between them.
He's right.
He is?
I thought you were a higher being.
Doesn't mean I have good spatial awareness. I'm always bumping into things.
Why do you think he doesn't fly?
Shut up, Barry.
Remember that time you flew right into the Whore of Babylon when she was right in the middle
Shut
of
Shut up!
We thought we'd never get Cerberus's ball back.
I think I got it. It's a series of panels. If I press this one, then this...
Whoa, what's that? I don't like it when things just pop up.
What? I don't.
It's a message.
From Matthew?
Don't know. It's a poem.
That's definitely not from Matthew. Now, a limerick, maybe.
Read it.
The wolves are crouching out of sight.
That's it?
That's not a poem. It isn't even a haiku.
A haiku?
I like art, okay.
There are four other lines, but I can't make them out.
So, we have a poem that makes no sense, and a bunch of afterlives in a pattern.
It's a message.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you might be right.
Saying what?
Oh, I don't know.
Great message, Matthew.
All those afterlives. It's a trail. He wants us to follow him, like breadcrumbs.
He wants us to follow bread.
Like Hansel and Gretel. It's his favourite fairy tale.
He has a favourite fairy tale?
Yeah.
Didn't you know? Never came up.
So we follow the trail.
You remember what happens at the end of Hansel and Gretel, don't you? An old woman gets pushed into an oven.
Well, here we go again, running across the afterlives.
We'll find you, Matthew.
Yeah.
This could be fun.
Listen to the super team. If anyone tries to high-five me, I'm going to eat them.
Well, at least with you along, we don't have to worry about anyone chasing us this time.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
Nocturne Boulevard? Not far. When you hit Howard, hang right. Howard meets Philip at a weird kind of angle. You can't miss Nocturne. It's just past the Ottoman.
19 Nocturne Boulevard. Your address for suspenseful stories of the speculative, strange, and supernatural. Tonight's story is Within the Walls of Eryx, and was adapted from a story by H.P. Lovecraft and Kenneth Sterling.
Yes, this is 19 Nocturne Boulevard. Won't you step inside? Did you have any trouble finding it? What do you mean, what kind of a place is it? Would you believe it's a mining camp on the steamy jungle planet we call Venus?
Six, day 14, nighttime. Kenton J. Stanfield. Perhaps my final report. My fifth whole day. Canteen went dry at noon. Food tablets, not dangerously low yet. Chlorate cubes are my real worry. Feel weak from my forced economy and oxygen and my constantly mounting thirst.
You're still using Carter oxygen units? But they're so darn heavy.
Budget's God around here, kid. You'll see.
We're not funded like the government.
A Dubois mask isn't that much more, and does the job at half the weight. Saves on chloride cubes, too.
Just figure out how much not much more is when multiplied by over 100 prospectors. If you last up here, you can always get yourself a Dubois. Once you start making the big bucks.
The way you say that...
Oh, it happens. Just not that often.
I do not know the time. It is dark. There's something damnable. Something uncanny about this labyrinth. I could swear that I had eliminated certain turns through charting, and yet each new trial belies some assumption I had thought established. Never before did I realize how lost we are without visual landmarks.
Hey, Greenhorn! This is your contact, Dana Manners, speaking. That's Miss Manners to you. You got me for a glorious half hour.
What? Why only...
Didn't none of you boys ever crack a manual? The company's only rebroadcast orbiter is a... Well, it's a dang fast critter. So it provides a window for 1/2 hour approximately every 6 hours for each sector. And that's your first 5 minutes. Care to waste some more, or do you plan on making some kind of report?
Sorry. Okay, my coordinates.
Goodness! Did you bring your blankie, too? All that boring info is sent up automatic-like.
But my log, too?
Nah, it takes too much juice. This way you get to edit out all your little personal comments and naughty little secrets before handing it over for archiving.
Oh, good.
So, you one of those boys who grew up just panting to work on Venus?
Actually, I wanted to be a writer. Venus just pays better. Now it seems like a...
You got hustled out the face the minute your feet touched the sweet, soggy ground? You ain't the first. Here's your mask, grab your seat, what's your hurry?
Pretty much.
Continued. The effect of all these fruitless wanderings is one of profound discouragement. I can understand how poor Dwight must have felt. His corpse is now just a skeleton, and the Sophocles and Farnoth flies are gone.
It's all about the crystals, kid. You read the manual?
Well...
You had an entire rocket trip?
Well, there was this poker game.
Oh, save me from greenhorns with less sense than kittens. That book could have saved your life, you know.
Well, I figure there'd be time.
There's never enough time. Men who can withstand the strains of crystal hunting here on Venus are few and far between. Most, like yourself, last no more than 3 trips.
What makes you think?
Prove me wrong.
Hey, Miller!
See that? Now, there's a guy who knows his beans.
Miller, read it and weep. 23 carats.
23? That's...
Right there in black and white. Beat that.
Oh, kitten, this is Dwight, Fred Dwight, one of the brightest stars in Terra Nova Corp.
The brightest star. Ken, is it? Well, Ken, there ain't no one else out there that's netted as many total lifetime carats as me. Over 700.
Oh, I don't...
Kid, skip the manual.
Okay, it takes about 20 carats to power, say the entire city of Chicago for a year. Shoot, by my calculations, I've kept the entire eastern seaboard lit for the last 5.
Nightfall. There's nothing to do but persevere. Dwight would have got out if he'd kept on a minute longer. It's just possible that somebody from Terra Nova will come looking for me before long. Although this is only my 4th day out.
Soup fit okay? Last chance.
Feels fine.
With that tropical atmosphere out there, you better be sure... 5 days is a long damn time to chafe.
I understand. I'm sure. So my tour is 5 days.
To start with. You remember Dwight? Well, there's a long hauler. Does about 2 months, Earth months, 60 days, on most trips.
2 tablets, 1 week.
But then he's been Cytherian for over a decade.
Cytherian?
Means Venus to us long-timers. We feel Venusian sounds too damn silly after all the crummy movies.
Breathing unit?
Cytherian. Got it.
Dwight's practically one of the locals. You seen him yet?
Fluoride cubes. 1 week.
Only pictures. Now, that part of the manual I did look over. Whew, creepy little buggers, aren't they?
A little? Ken, you didn't look hard enough. On average, the lizard men run 7 feet tall.
Holy!
Recording unit?
Don't worry too much. They're not harmless. Not by a long chalk, but they're manageable.
So those tentacles they've got for arms?
Crystal detector?
Arms, legs, tongue. Who knows what they are? Yep. 4 or 5 feet long on some of them. We call them lizard men, what with the greenish, scaly skin and all. But they're not really like anything back home.
7 feet tall.
Flame pistol, fully charged.
Four days out, I think. I'm resolved not to hasten matters as Dwight did. His grinning skull has just turned toward me, shifting by the groping of one of the scavengers that are picking him over. The ghoulish stare of its empty eye sockets is worse than the tentacled onlookers that stand gloating around the invisible barrier, laughing at me. Another day and I'll go mad if I don't drop dead from exhaustion. You still there, Miss Manners?
Just another couple minutes, what should be?
I've got a reading on my crystal detector. Looks like a big one.
Them things aren't reliable for size, just direction. Could be just a big one real nearby.
Well, what's the terrain like due north, I think, of my current position?
North? Aristidian Highlands. Last known position.
Great. On my own again. Recorder?
Ready.
Aristidian Highlands.
Map from Mexico from the air 50 years ago. Designated Eryx. One of the few areas of Tizon genus noted for lack of vegetation.
Off. Lack of vegetation? That'll be a relief. Anything to get out of those rubbery creepers and overhanging fronds. Month 6, day 12. My third day out. Afternoon. In less than an hour, I saw that the jungle growths were thinning out, and by 5 o'clock, after passing through a belt of tree ferns with very little underbrush, I emerged on a broad plateau. Progress now became rapid, and I saw by the wavering of my detector needle that I was getting closer to the crystal I sought.
Some brainy types insist they're intelligent.
The Lizzies? Screwballs.
Well, they build cities.
Anthills, beehives. We don't try to make trees with bugs, do we?
But they talk, don't they?
That's been debated for years. There seem to be some patterns of the tentacle movement.
Yeah, and bees dance. I've been out there longer than just about anyone, and they're nothing but a damn nuisance.
A religious nuisance.
So they worship the crystals, big deal. They can't use them, and don't even know they do anything more than glow. If we want to change things, we got about 2 real choices.
Yeah, try and civilize them, like we did with everyone back home.
Nah, they're way too primitive for that. I say we either got to cage them up like the animals they are.
We've tried that one before.
We can just blow them away. Why not? They're not decorative, useful, or even edible. They don't do anything worth keeping them around.
Note to self. Day 4th. 4th day. I racked my brains with speculations regarding the material, origin, and purpose of this strange edifice. At the hands of men might have reared it, I could not for a moment believe. Human knowledge does not include any perfectly transparent, non-reflective solid such as the substance of this building. Did a forgotten race of highly evolved beings precede the man-lizards as masters of Venus?
a strange and seemingly non-practical building, and its materials suggests a religious purpose.
Contact. You back yet? Manners?
Damn. This is just nuts.
What the heck is this stuff?
Smooth, cool to the...
Contact here, report!
Have I got a report for you? Oh, I found an invisible wall.
Fifth day out. I doubt I will see the sixth. Very weak. Did not sleep much till daylight. Must save chlorine cubes. So I'm nearly suffocating. Lack of oxygen. Can't walk much of the time, but... Manage a crawl. It's damnable. Green things keep staring, laughing with their tentacles. Sometimes they gesticulate in a way that makes me think they share some terrible joke just beyond my perception.
Listen to me real careful now, Kenneth. You need to close your eyes and start backing up right this minute.
What? My recording unit lists nothing about an invisible wall.
You backing up yet? Ignore anything you see or hear.
Why, for crying out loud?
Make yourself clear first, then check your recorder's entry for mirage plans. Move your backside. Them things are deadly.
Wait. No. Wait a minute. I'm in the middle of the plains of Eryx. No plants within a half mile. Nothing to see but mud and...
Yeah, mud and...
The walls. But you can't see them because they're invisible. Third day supplemental. What made my heart leap was a smaller detail whose position could not have been far from the plane's exact center. It was a single point of light blazing through the mist and seeming to draw piercing, concentrated luminescence from the yellowish, vapor-dulled sunbeams. This, without doubt, was the crystal I sought. I could hardly wonder as I glimpsed the distant glow, like those miserable man-lizards worship them. Maybe 20 feet tall. Managed to throw a handful of mud about that high and it went over.
I ain't got any maps or archives with specifics for that locale. Not a popular spot, seeing as there's none of the streams them crystals show up in.
No streams, but plenty of dam. The whole plateau is like a solid sheet of slimy mud with a light frosting and ground mist.
Could this wall thing be some kind of natural phenomenon?
Too smooth. Very regular. Slightly curved too, I think. Oh boy.
You riders with your big old words. Been all the way around yet?
I don't think so, but I can't really tell.
Well, did you hit your own dainty little footsteps again?
Not a chance. The mud is so liquid it just doesn't take, not even for a minute. It's like I haven't been here before.
I need you to mark your position and come back to base, Ken. This is way outside standard procedure. You hear me?
You got it. I'll get out of here pretty soon. I just want to... You got all the way around just once.
Honey, I'll be flat out of range in 2 shakes. I don't want to worry you none, but if anything happens out there, it could be days before help will arrive.
Days? But a lander would only...
Manpower and money, old son. Base only has a dozen residents now, and none of us is jungle worthy. We gotta wait for some of you roughnecks to wander on home. Then the company has to pay for their time for a rescue. Why do you think they load jet with plenty of ammo? Much cheaper.
It's a wonder they bother.
And death benefits.
What?
They're cheaper, too.
Horror and despair. Baffled again. I've been deceived once more. Was apparently back where I'd been on my first futile attempt to leave the labyrinth. Whether I screamed aloud, I do not know. Perhaps the greenish things outside leaped in and laughed and gestured.
Isn't this a lot of ammo? I mean, 7 clips.
One a day, that's pretty average. Save them for the trip home. The Lizzies don't usually try much right away. That is, until you got one of their precious crystals. The worst you can expect before you make a find is pot shots with blowgun darts.
Blowguns? That's it?
Don't scoff. One of those darts will slice through your suit like butter. All it needs to do is nick you and the local germs do the rest. If the insects don't get you first. If you don't get back to base in time, well, you notice the bartender's hand?
The hook?
Uh-huh.
Late afternoon, third day. It was said that even from a great distance, the shining object's position seems indefinably queer. A slight mound rising from the slime and mist. Now, at about 100 yards, I could see plainly just what that mound was. It was the body of a man in one of the company's protective suits lying on his back, with his oxygen mask half buried in the mud a few inches away. His right hand, crushed convulsively against his chest, was the crystal that led me here. A spheroid of incredible size, so large that the dead fingers could scarcely close over it. I wondered who the man was. Holy cow! Dwight? Oh, jeez. But the walls... How could he... Whoa! There was an opening about 3 feet wide. Without a moment's hesitation, I stepped through and advanced 2 paces to the prostrate body, which lay in what seemed to be an intersecting doorless corridor. It gave me a fresh curiosity to find that the interior of this vast enclosure was divided by partitions.
I hope I die out here.
You want to die?
No, I don't want to. It's just that when I do, I hope it's out there in the jungle. The scavengers will strip me clean in a couple of hours. No one will ever know what happened.
Just make sure you're dead first. Some of them bugs don't wait.
Will they really?
That's why the suits are made the way they are. Like cellophane, but thicker. No weave, no tiny holes for bugs to get in through.
But the suit doesn't cover everything.
Nah, they don't like the breather. Smells bad or something. So your head is pretty safe, as long as you don't take it off.
Looking about for some possible cause of death, my eyes lit upon the oxygen mask lying close to the body's feet. Probably carelessly buckled, so the weight of the tubes worked the strap loose. Wouldn't have happened with the Dubois sponge reservoir mask. Well, Dwight, old buddy, you got your wish. At least this baby won't go to waste. Let go. Wait a minute. Wait, rigor mortis, it doesn't last. Manners, you there? Recorder?
Ready.
Rigor mortis.
A condition of deceased breath. A spasming of muscles.
How long does it last?
Rigor mortis begins 3 to 7 hours after the termination of life and lasts approximately 12 hours.
Off. Holy. Dwight. What, Sam Hill? It was a group of a dozen or so of those detestable man-lizards emerging from the forest far off across the plain. When they drew nearer, they seemed less truly reptilian, only the flat head and the green, slimy, frog-like skin carrying out the idea. They walked erect on odd, thick stumps, which made curious noises in the mud. The motions of their tentacles, if the theories are right, indicated that the things were in animated conversation.
You asleep?
Would it matter?
You sound real down. Tell Mama Manners all about it. You may not have a lot of time, though. There's some sunspot activity predicted for tonight, so I may have to miss a date or two, but you can forgive a girl for that, can't you?
I'm lost.
Nonsense. You know, we're near uncharted territory. Just punch into the recorder.
Oh, I know exactly where I am, but I'm still lost.
Is this where I start telling you to back away quickly?
The invisible wall? Well, it's more like...
Like what? An invisible barn?
An invisible maze. I can see the entire plane from here. The trees are at the edges, the sky above, but I can't get out.
Have you tried taking every left fork? That usually...
Something else. There's a crowd of the lizardmen just waiting at the entrance, ready to jump me if I manage to escape.
Two things.
I need some help.
Ain't gonna happen. Not for a couple days. Sunspots play havoc with land and vehicles, same as communications.
So I just...
Listen to me, Kent. You never tried shooting one of them things, have you? The flame guns are particularly nasty. Them critters go up like oiling rags. Once you get one or two of them, the others will head for the hills. They don't really want to fight.
Until you got one of them precious crystals.
Oh, no.
No? No what?
I'm not giving it up.
That's the spirit, Ken. But as long as you're in a safe place, just sit tight and get a rescue party in as soon as possible.
You mean other prospectors, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I will be out of here by then. Fourth day, shortly after dawn. The alluring crystal, the body of a man who seized it before me, must have acquired a dark and threatening meaning. Dwight was a victim, too. He must have been trapped some time ago and failed to find his way out. His mask probably didn't slip accidentally. Rather than face a lingering death, he resolved the issue by letting the lethal atmosphere do its work. The horrible irony of his fate lay in his position. Only a few feet from the exit, he failed to find... I'm as trapped as he'd been. Recorder.
Ready.
Location, central chamber. Describe.
Round chamber. Six irregularly spaced egresses.
Progress.
You have 27 friends attempted the exit you designated door in line with corpse and tree.
Then I realized three of the doors all lined up that way. It's just not enough difference in perspective.
You have recorded 43 trips out of the central chamber.
I know. With no way to mark anything, I can't tell which door is which.
You have attempted to score the wall with your knife and with your flame pistol. You've tried to make a mark in ink and smear it with mud. You have reported no success.
Picking a damn door at random would do me more good.
Correlating the turns you have thus far recorded, random choice would give you odds of 1 in...
Off.
This, then, is the end. 3 days, taking me nowhere. Strength is gone. There was no common series of mischances which made me lose my way in this ruthless, unseen tangle of horrors. Front. Beyond doubt, the place is genuine maze. A labyrinth. Traps set to catch humans. Hiya, Dwight. Hey, buddy. You got it all over me. You almost made it, old pal. Almost. Recorder on.
Right.
Just taken the great crystal out of my pouch to look at it in my last moments. It shines fiercely, menacingly in the red rays of a dying day. The leaping horde have noticed it, and their gestures changed in a way I cannot understand. I am growing numb.
Thank you.
Operative A-49, Captain J. Stanfield, left Terra Nova early on 6-12 for a short-term trip. Due back 13th or 14th, did not appear by evening of 15th. Followed last reported location to Aracidian Highland, brought plane down nearby and corner of the wing crashed on unseen obstruction. Approaching on foot, we came up short against a smooth, invisible barrier. Located skeleton of Operative B-9, Frederick N. Dwight, of Koenig's division, and aforementioned deceased Stanfield. We had great difficulty in getting to Stanfield, but finally succeeded. We shall bury Dwight and Stanfield in the company graveyard and ship the crystal on the next off. Miller?
I heard.
Yeah.
And I'm real sorry. Boy, she'd real nice.
He was. Keep it under your hat. But I think this is the last straw.
Last straw?
I've been warned. The next rocket will be carrying Marines.
Oh, well, I am sorry.
Yeah. Recorder on.
Right.
A personal note. I'm impressed not only with the irony of Dwight's fate, but with that of Stanfield as well. We found a doorway some 15 feet past Dwight. Beyond this was a hall and... hell. Stanfield could have reached the outside by walking 22 feet if he had just found the opening directly behind him.
Tune into Post Rock.